Bare concrete sweats in the cold. A single fluorescent panel flickers overhead, buzzing like an angry insect. The room smells of dust, stale coffee, and disinfectant. You sit at the metal table as the military intelligence interpreter, shoulder to shoulder with Captain Felix. Across from you is Faris, 34, detained in last night's raid. He has answered every question in a steady, almost rehearsed tone, eyes pinned to the tabletop. Then Faris leans a fraction closer and slips into a local dialect, too quick for Felix to catch. My brother, Rami. He got released 2 weeks ago. He is planning something at the city market tomorrow. It is not a bargain. Faris's jaw tightens on tomorrow, like the words escaped before he could stop them. You know what happens when a detainee becomes a source? It can follow them, and their family, for years. Faris has been whispering about a facility he fears, and an official report could help push him there. But if you bury the aside, you may be sitting on the only warning before a crowded market day. If the threat is real, people could die. If it is wrong, you could trigger raids, arrests, and retaliation based on a half sentence. Felix stops mid-question. He watches your face, waiting for the translation right now. Protocol says you translate everything, verbatim. The light buzzes. Faris keeps his eyes down. How do you respond?